Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Tiffany. How can I help you?
Hi, good afternoon. I'm calling for Terrence Bassant.
I'm sorry, you're calling about what, ma'am?
Terrence Bassant. Order. I placed under the name Terrence Bassant.
Terrence Bagwell?
Terrence Bassant. T-E-R-R-E-N-C-E. Bassant. B-A-S-S-A-N-T.
We don't deal with anything dealing with Terrence Bagwell. This is...
Say about that?
We don't have anything regarding Terrence Bagwell.
Terrence Bassant. B-A-S-S-A-N-T.
Is that a name that you're giving me? What exactly can I help you with today, ma'am?
It's a name I'm giving you for an order.
Okay, what exactly did you order with us?
Hello?
Yes, what was ordered?
Is it Sudafox?
Okay. Allow me one moment, please, ma'am. Okay, ma'am, can I have your zip code, please?
Is
Hello?
It my zip code you want? Is it the billing zip code or shipping zip code?
The shipping zip code.
Okay, hold on. The shipping zip code is 33206.
Okay, so it was 3206?
Correct. 2 3s, right? 33206.
33206, right? Okay. For security of this account, ma'am, I need you to verify your address, please.
It's 1 Aeropost Way, Port of Spain, 54587.
Okay, thank you so much for this information. I located your account regarding the Sudaflex. Looks like you ordered the 6 bottles for $120. How can I help you today?
Okay, so this is like the 6th time I'm calling. And to be honest, I'm a bit annoyed because it keeps having a mix up with my address. And I called the last time to cancel it. I was transferred to a support agent. About to cancel it to redo the order, she said she would take her time, put you back the order. So get confirmation again today to see it's in a mess again.
Okay, now to make sure I'm understanding you correctly, ma'am, it looks like you spoke with someone on the 27th regarding the order. It's about your address. It looks like they updated your address with us. I'm on number 27. Looks like he spoke with the supervisor.
Yeah, and she put the zip code as 1 Aeropost Way, and she put the zip code as 32506, which is the shipping, which is the billing, sorry, and not the shipping.
Okay, so are you saying that you haven't received the merchandise, ma'am? Because it looks like as of the 27th, they updated the address and put another order in to have another one resent out to you. So that's going to take about 5 to 7 business days.
No, I am having this sent to my Skybox because I'm calling all the way from the Caribbean.
You're having it sent from where?
I'm having it sent to my Skybox because I'm calling from the Caribbean.
Okay. But with the order, when we spoke to you, it was after Christmas. So, I mean, excuse me, after Thanksgiving. So it hasn't, they're still processing the order. So they just.
Right, but what I'm saying is I got a confirmation and the zip code is still incorrect.
Well, the zip code that we have on, what, the zip code we have on file is 33206.
The shipping you have on file is what?
Okay, the shipping address is the 1 Aerospace Way, POS 54587.
Uh-huh.
Is that not correct?
Yeah, and the zip code is?
Well, it says Miami 33206.
Okay, so I got a confirmation email from you all, and it's saying 1 Aerospace Way, but it's saying 32506. I don't know if you could see that email that was sent to me on the 50th.
That could probably have been an error when they sent that to email, but I'm sure that was updated in the system, so you should be receiving the merchandise because we have the correct address on file.
Okay, but that's why I sent an email asking for confirmation with my correct update to ensure that it's the correct thing, because I don't want that. I don't receive it, and then there's a whole lot of mix up with confirmation, because I haven't gotten a confirmation from you guys with the correct info on it yet for me to have on file. If you're understanding what I'm saying.
Yes, ma'am. So I'm just verifying that the address that when you spoke with the supervisor on the 27th was updated, and they put another order in to have it resent out to you. So you should be receiving that within 5 to 7 business days. It looks like you're calling about the address, which was updated with the supervisor as of the 27th.
Mm-hmm.
I verified the address for you that you said that's the correct address. So they put another order in to have it resent out. So at this point now, you're just waiting for your shipment. But I show that that's the address that we do have on file for you that you provided to me.
Okay, but is it possible I could get a confirmation from you guys with the correct address on it?
I can put an order in advising them that you were asking for an email with the correct address. Again, not for sure why I was just showing the other one, because on the account, it was updated.
Okay. So that's what I want to do. I want to have one with the correct address, because I don't want it to have a mix-up. And like I said, I don't get my product, and I have nothing to show that this is the address I requested it to send to numerous times.
That is correct, ma'am. So just one more moment, I will get that put in for you.
Thanks, and I guess I will get confirmation within 24 hours.
That is correct.
I appreciate it. Thanks.
Okay. Thank you for calling us, Superflex. You have a great day, ma'am. Bye-bye.